New data from Yelp, OpenTable, and the U.S. Department of Commerce show that Americans are dining out more now than in previous years, to the point that they're spending more at restaurants than at grocery stores. But even though restaurants have been experiencing more traffic, there are concerns in the industry over costs of food, labor, and credit card payments. We're checking out the state of the restaurant business here in Wisconsin, and we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. How often do you go out to eat? Have your habits changed over the last few years? What kind of dining do you enjoy? Fast food, fine dining, something in between? How about takeout? Where does that fit into your meal decisions? Join in at 800-642-1234. And if you work in restaurants or own a restaurant, love to hear your perspective on changes you've seen in recent years. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Susan Quam is the Executive Vice President of the Wisconsin Restaurant Association. Susan, welcome to Central Time.
Happy to be here.
Well, these national reports I'm looking at, Susan, suggest that, yeah, people have gone back to restaurants since the low point of COVID. Numbers of at least customers looking pretty good to compared to pre-COVID times. What are you hearing from restaurants here in Wisconsin?
Well, we're definitely hearing that the demand is there. We know that people are willing to travel again and get out, and our tourism industry is definitely on the mend from, you know, pandemic-related issues. And restaurants play a huge, you know, role in tourism here in the state. And even folks are saying their local traffic is up and is doing well. It looks like in our world, you know, consumer spending is up about 8% in the last 12 months in restaurants, where, you know, non-restaurant type of spending is just up less than 1%. So we know people want to go out, and we know people are out there. But part of the concern is whether or not they can, you know, that our operators can meet that demand.
I'll say personally, I definitely got more in the habit of doing things like delivery or takeout during COVID. Am I normal? Is that something that a lot of restaurants are seeing, more continued demand for the takeout services than, say, pre-2020?
They definitely are. You know, utilizing carryout or doing even having delivery either by a third party company or by the restaurant employees themselves was definitely on the rise pre-COVID. And then we saw, obviously, that was some of the lifeline that a lot of restaurants had to keep themselves open. That while it has gone down compared to COVID times, we definitely are still seeing a much higher use of delivery and carryout than what we were seeing in 2019.
Now, more customers sounds like pretty good news. There are some other factors out there. We've seen concerns over the last few years about labor, the costs of labor. Can restaurants find enough people to keep up with that demand? What are you seeing out there?
Well, we're seeing that, you know, in the last 18 months, average restaurant has increased their wages to their employees by over 25%. That's pretty significant compared to the national average of wage increases that you've seen around the country. And even with the increase in wages and additional and the great flexibility and part-time opportunities that the restaurants have and offer many of their employees, especially those who are, as we call them, front of the house, you know, the folks that you see that are serving customers, we're still over 12,000 employees behind what we were in prior to the pandemic. You know, so we're down 6%. The restaurant industry in Wisconsin prior to the pandemic employed 9% of the working population. We now employ 8%. That 12,000 people is a pretty significant number of openings that we have.
And so we all may have noticed the price of food, especially in the midst of higher inflation, going up. I'm guessing restaurants aren't exempt from those forces.
They are not. In fact, they're hit even harder than the general consumer is seeing in the grocery store. You know, we have some products that are running like at 100% or even higher than what they were just 18 months ago, especially things like deep fry oil and other fats and greases that are used in the industry. And in a state that depends on things like the Friday night fish fry, that's a pretty hefty expense in increase on a large volume product. And there's quite a few other commodity products that are, you know, involved in bakery goods, a lot of our center of the plate items like beef and other items, you know, they've definitely seen, especially in the restaurant side of it, a much higher increase inflationary than you see in the grocery store.
Talking to Susan Quam, Executive Vice President of the Wisconsin Restaurant Association, talking about the latest news from the restaurant business. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you dine out more than you used to once upon a time, say 3 years ago? Do you get carry out more often? Do you work in restaurants or run a restaurant yourself? What are you seeing? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Susan, with these costs, both of labor and lack of labor in some cases, and those higher food costs, what kind of changes have you seen restaurant owners make to adapt?
On the food side of things, what we're seeing is a lot of operators are just streamlining their menus, or they may be trading out certain things in their menus for other things as substitutions, both in order to get the products that might be available, or to take advantage of something that might be have a little bit lower price point that they can incorporate, which in turn also helps them not have to raise their menu prices as high as they should be doing in order to make up those costs. So that's definitely something that we are seeing out in the operations. And you might see even at your favorite supper club, the menu is going to change, or the types of entrees that they're offering might change in order to meet the demands of that particular customer base. On the labor side of things, I mentioned before the wages are increased on an average of about 25% just in the last 18 months. But there's a lot of things that like we're doing with our members and the folks that we touch up here at the Restaurant Association is helping operators also understand the other types of things they need to be the employer of choice. So they do a great job of retention of the employees that they have. So that's definitely something that we're seeing. But in as well as that, we're also seeing restaurants aren't going to be open as many hours as they used to be, or in many cases, as many days as they used to be, because they want to make sure that they give the employees that are there for them time off so that they can have days to do their errands and get some days of rest and have some time off, just like every other person in the marketplace. So a lot of restaurants that used to be open 7 days a week, they're now open 5 days a week or even less than that. And then it's not just Mondays and Tuesdays they take off. Sometimes we're seeing restaurants are taking off, are closing on a Sunday or a Thursday, which are normally higher traffic days, but they want to make sure that they have a rested staff for the other busy times that they have during the week.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Gabriel is with us in Platteville. Gabriel, hi.
Hi, Gabe. I'm you and not Gabriel. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know, I'm first time caller, first time listener. I live in Texas. I'm just happen to be driving through Wisconsin and happy to be here. So I was just wanting to make a comment that unfortunately for the last 2 to 3 years, my family is not as financially stable as we once were. And we're still working on it, and we're working on making progress. However, I have found it a trend for me over the past 2 or 3 years to download apps for fast food restaurants. And it's something that I've been doing that in search of a way to save money. And, of course, there's always the convenience factor. However, it is unfortunate because I find that the more that I use that stuff, the more I rely on it. And obviously it's not the healthiest of options. And it's just not very encouraging. But that is the comment that I wanted to make. And thanks for taking my call.
Gabriel, thanks for the call and welcome. Enjoy your time here in Wisconsin. Susan, Gabriel grappling with, he finds himself eating fast food more often, he says, not sure about the health side of things. I don't know, what an insight into one consumer's thinking on restaurants there.
Well, I can definitely empathize with Gabriel's, what he's looking for is every consumer out there is concerned about the prices that they're seeing. And definitely our restaurant operators are hearing that too, about menu price increases. One thing that a lot of operators are doing, especially in the quick service or fast casual marketplace, is they are instituting loyalty programs. And a lot of the apps that Gabriel was referring to, definitely have opportunities for the app users to earn free items, maybe get a free, something free for that day, or they earn money off, and they encourage repeat usage of that. And what those folks are doing is trying to drive repeat business, which helps increase the volume that they're doing. And with the average restaurant making only 3 to 5% profit margin pre-tax, you know, driving, while they may be lowering their profit margin by doing what they're doing, they're driving up the volume of business and making up for it. So that's definitely an area. But I know that a lot of other restaurant operators that aren't in that space are definitely looking at other types of loyalty programs or ways to reward customers that are repeat users at their restaurant, and allows in doing so also, you know, keeps their base business going. As far as the nutrition side, I would have to say, you know, there are some great choices at all of our restaurants out there for those folks who are looking for specific nutritional types of food or certain things that they're looking for. So those options are there, Gabriel. Just hopefully you can take advantage of them maybe the next time you're using your app.
Thanks for the call, Gabriel. We're talking to Susan Quam, Executive Vice President of the Wisconsin Restaurant Association, looking at recent consumer trends in dining and how Wisconsin restaurants are doing in the current economy. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you go out to eat a lot, or do you get takeout from restaurants a lot? How has it changed for you over the last few years? What are you seeing? Are you seeing differences when you go to your favorite restaurant? Different hours, different staff all the time, the menu changed. If you work in the restaurant business, love to hear about your experiences. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. We're picking up our conversation with Susan Quam, Executive Vice President of the Wisconsin Restaurant Association. We're talking about trends in dining, the latest on the restaurant business, and how they've recovered from the early days of the pandemic. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. If you own a restaurant, how has inflation, especially with food costs, maybe labor costs, affected your business? What are you doing to keep up with what your customers want? If you go to restaurants, love to hear from you as well. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's go back to your calls now. Rick is with us in southern Wisconsin. Rick, hi.
Hi. I got a question for you. How are the restaurants in the area supposed to keep up with the food trailer business during the pandemic? A lot of the quality employees went out and did their own thing, and now we're forced to try to do things with the younger generation without training, and you end up going to product instead of Housemaid's products because they don't have.
Rick, I think we lost our connection there, but Susan, Rick seeing problems, competition from food trucks, losing that experienced labor in some cases, and the difficulty of training new people.
Well, he's definitely experiencing a lot of some of the issues that restaurant operators around the state are looking at. And I think one of the biggest issues we're seeing, and this happened during the pandemic, is that a lot of folks who had part-time jobs or maybe a full-time job in the restaurant and hospitality industry when the pandemic hit and the prolonged shutdown in certain areas, a lot of those folks went and found jobs somewhere else in totally different industries, and they have not come back to the restaurant and hospitality side. So that is a definite reason why we're short on those 12,000 employees that I mentioned earlier. The thing that we're encouraging operators to do, especially when it comes to recruiting and keeping your employees, and especially working with the younger generation, say the Gen Z, is really starting to learn what is most important to those employees and why and what they are looking for as they are becoming employed and learning, you know, to work with the different generations. Because what we have been finding and learning is that, you know, each generation learns differently. Each generation has different reasons for why they work and what they're looking for in their employment. And so we want to encourage our operators to be that employer of choice and definitely tailor their training and what they do to help engage their employees in that respect. As far as food truck goes, you know, the food truck industry is booming. We see it as definitely part of the restaurant industry. Many, many times individuals who get into the food truck biz go on to open brick and mortar restaurants. It's an entrepreneurial way for people to get into our business. And so as long as there are fair rules in place for where food trucks go and how they operate compared to the brick and mortar restaurants that they're competing with, we look at it as, you know, as a great way for people to get into the industry And as I said, to build up their brand and become a brick and mortar restaurant in the future, contributing to the tax base of their communities and everything that restaurants bring to the table as far as community support.
Rick, thanks a lot for the call. Sammy is with us now in Green Bay. Sammy, hello.
Hi. So my thoughts on this is, even before the pandemic, I was noticing it where just, you pay $50 for a meal at a restaurant and it's really not that good. Like, you could make that better yourself if you made it at home and for a lot less money. And now that same $50 meal for two people is closer to $80 before you even have to pay for the tip. And it's not any better. It's usually a little bit worse than it was before. So it's hard for me to justify now going to a restaurant unless I know that the quality is there.
Sammy, thanks for the call. Sammy worried about prices going up. And she says, Susan, not seeing the quality there.
Well, it's unfortunate that she's had those experiences. And I know that there's plenty of restaurant operators out there who would love to have the opportunity to showcase their hospitality and their team's cooking talents for you. So I encourage you to continue to try looking for other places. But as far as understanding the economics of a restaurant industry, you're right. You can prepare that food at home because you're purchasing in the grocery store. But, food costs, traditionally are only about one third of all of the costs within a restaurant. You also have your labor costs. You have the cost of gas and electricity and all of the fixtures and equipment and pieces of whether it's to-go containers or, flatware or anything else that's in a restaurant. And on top of that, you have the credit card processing fees that go with that, all of those factor into the fact, into what that menu price is. And in the end, if you're paying $10 for something, that you have purchased at a restaurant, only 30 to 50 cents of that is going to contribute to any form of bottom line profit for that operation. Everything else is spoken for and all of the other costs. And that is the struggle that restaurant operators have, trying to meet that value proposition that their consumer and their customers are looking for, but also provide all of the other services that it takes to prepare that meal away from home.
Thanks for that call, Sammy. You mentioned those credit card fees, Susan, and I know that's a legislative priority for a lot of the restaurant business groups out there. What's going on? What are you hoping to see change?
Well, credit card processing fees have become the third largest expense for restaurants and many retailers that are out there. But for the fact that it's the third largest expense behind labor and food costs is pretty significant in our industry, and because there's a lack of competition, especially when you dive into all of the intricacies of how those fees are determined, who actually is doing all the routing of the processing and everything else, there's just not a lot of competition there. And what we're doing on a federal level is working real hard to get something called the Credit Card Competition Act passed in at the federal level that would allow restaurant operators and all other merchants out there to be able to have the choice of a couple different options for the back routes and operate that their credit cards are routed through, so that there is some competition, therefore driving down prices and helping bring that relief not only to the merchants that are out there, but to all of the folks that are paying with their credit cards. So we're definitely working on that at the federal level, and here at the state level in the recent budget, we were also able to secure some help for restaurant operators that have to collect all of the state and local taxes on behalf of government, and increasing the reimbursement that the state gives back for collecting those taxes, since the majority of those taxes are also collected by credit card.
Let's bring on one more caller. Mike is with us in Eau Claire. Mike, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I've worked in restaurants for most of my life. The last place I worked at, I was there for a good 4-5 years. I gave them everything. And I mean, that owner, I'd be lucky to get a smile and a hello out of them in the morning. If the you know, those local restaurant owners, if they could learn how to treat their employees with a little respect, they might not have them, you know, throw their apron on the floor and walk out of there on a Friday night rush like I did. So,
Mike, sorry, it was a rough job. And Susan, you've mentioned you work with restaurant owners to try to help keep people like Mike on the job. What kind of things do you offer restaurant owners when it comes to employee relations?
Well, sure. You know, and I'm sorry that he had that kind of experience. And you know, every industry and every business has, you know, their operators that are people and those who are not. And again, what we're also always encouraging restaurant operators is that they need to be the employer of choice. They need to work with their employees and develop the right culture within their operations so that everybody is a valued part of the team. And there's a lot of successful restaurant operations from independent operators up to, you know, some multi-unit franchisees and everyone in between that we know can do a great job of valuing their employees and putting, the best foot forward as far as working with their employees. And we try to help give those solutions on staffing and all those different types of ideas that employees are looking for. And especially as we look and are starting working with the youngest generations of our workforce right now, you know, it's not necessarily pay or the rate of pay that someone's getting that is what they're looking for in their employment. And, you know, they're looking for something else relating to how they interact with their job and with their team members. And we're helping operators understand that and implement that in their operations.
Susan, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
You bet. It was my pleasure.
That's Susan Quam with the Wisconsin Restaurant Association. She joined us for a look at recent trends in the restaurant industry.